Unity, based on conditions as they were March 1, 2023, the SASC Water Security Agency released its spring runoff report for 2023. Patrick Boyle, spokesperson for the SWSA, addressed conditions in the Unity Wilkie Press Herald readership area. Snowpack in that area is generally above normal, particularly closer to the Alberta border. Boyle says. Near Macklin, at the time of our snow surveys in late February, the snowwater equivalent of the snowpack was nearly 2 times what would normally be observed at that time, whereas near Bigger the observed snowwater equivalent was near normal. However, that area of the province was amongst the driest at freeze-up in 2022. As a result, a large portion of the water released from the snowpack at melt is expected to enter the soil column with a much smaller fraction running off and contributing to streamflow. Boyle says that while the snowpack is above normal and the runoff potential map is showing an expectation of above normal runoff over areas in west-central Saskatchewan where the snowpack is heaviest, no widespread flooding is expected. Although, significant snowfall and/or a rapid melt would increase runoff could result in some localized flood-related issues, adds Boyle. Boyle notes that when SWSA develops their runoff forecasts, they assume near-normal precipitation leading up to the melt event. While areas south of the Trans-Canada Highway are expected to receive heavy snow over the next 2 days, there isn't significant snowfall forecasted for west-central areas. The full report 2023 spring runoff forecast for Saskatchewan, Water Security Agency, WSASK.ca, states water supplies from the province's major reservoirs are expected to be adequate in 2023. However, in areas of southwest and south-central Saskatchewan where below or well below normal snowmelt runoff is expected, some water supply concerns may emerge or intensify. The report also states that desirable summer operating levels are expected at most recreational lakes within the province for 2023. WSA will continue to monitor the 2023 spring runoff conditions across Saskatchewan. If warranted, further updates will be issued as spring runoff progresses. A map, included on this website's runoff report, shows an area banded from Lloydminster east and north to include above normal runoff which may exceed natural channel capacity in some areas. A small patch that includes Scott, Unity and Luseland area indicates normal runoff. The WSA runoff report also notes that most reservoirs and dugouts in the southwest and west-central portions of the province went into winter at below normal or well below normal levels because of the dry conditions experienced throughout 2022. It is important to note that this forecast is based on conditions as of March 1. Above normal snowfall over the next month could still produce near normal runoff over areas where below or well below normal snowmelt runoff is expected, particularly if it melts quickly. The difference between the preliminary runoff map issued in early February and the current map is the inclusion of data from late February snow surveys, measuring snowpack water content. WSA monitors conditions throughout the spring melt and provides updates as situations develop. The next spring runoff forecast will be issued in early April, available on WSASK.ca.